I don't know, we don't, we wouldn't have anything like that. They use one like a canoe, I imagine, to row the aliens.
Have you ever heard of any other kind of little boats like that? Or seen any little boats? Did you have one on the artificial pond you had?
No.
And
rowboat?
What would a rowboat be?
I don't know. I imagine one you would row. Row, row, row your boat.
Have you ever seen one?
No.
Well, is there any land around here with water standing on it all the time?
At the lake, yes.
What do you call land like that? I don't mean the lake itself, but you know, just land. Just a little water. Maybe the thing's growing in it.
Lagos.
What is that?
Lakes.
What about a swamp?
No, we don't have swamps.
Now when you say swamp, what does that mean to you?
I imagine places like the ones you have in Louisiana.
Where they have trees in them?
Yes, but ours don't. They'd have driftwood. But our wood, our mesquite wouldn't survive underwater like the ones in Louisiana.
So
we don't have swamps.
So in Louisiana, you said they would have trees.
Yes, and moss and stuff like that, no.
Well, would you have a name for the kind of land along the ocean where there's water, you know, and there's tall grass growing in it there, salt water?
Marshes, would that be like your marshes? No, we don't have anything like that either. Because our kind of water, you never know when it's coming, the level. It might rise all of a sudden, then go down, and nothing survives.
Well, when I was looking at those pictures you drew of the house that you lived in as a child, you said you had built-in closets.
Yes.
Well, did anyone have closets that, or something to hold their clothes in that weren't built-in?
A lot of people. In fact, the bedroom sets at that time had a piece of furniture called el ropero, or a wardrobe, to hold the clothes.
Did you ever heard that call anything else besides a wardrobe?
Where the clothes wouldn't be folded, or would you have folded clothes in it?
What would you put folded clothes in?
Well, my mother had a piece of furniture we called a chiffonier, and that one was where you could fold clothes in.
And did not hang them up?
No.
And what else would the bedroom furniture have?
It would have the bed, the nightstand, the chiffonier, and the dresser. Then you could get the wardrobe if you so desired.
What was the dresser?
The dresser would be the one with the mirror.
It was something you could sit at?
Yes. Sometimes you could sit at. Sometimes it was a triple dresser and it didn't have a bench. The one my mother had was beautiful. It had a built-in bench. And it had like a desk where you could put your legs
underneath. Well, a new piece of furniture with drawers, with sets of drawers in it, would you call that a dresser?
Yes.
But what if it was a tall piece then?
A chest?
You call that a chest, with drawers in it.
There's another word for one, arm, A-R-M-O-I-R-E. What's the word?
An armory?
Armory. Yes.
What would you call that? Have you ever heard it called anything?
We called it that.
All right.
But I'm afraid to pronounce it because
it won't come out. That's fine.
I asked us the other question.
If pipes froze and did this,
they would burst.
And you said that you were telling about the farm. That interests me, that there are farms down here, because there aren't many. What do they use on the horses to make them go? Do they have something